Welcome to the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Green Room. I am Adam alongside Leon, as always. And today, Leon, we're going to be jumping into a topic: how to lead a challenging to lead teammate.
That's good.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, we at times have teammates that are challenging.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't listen. Yeah. They kind of do their own thing. Yeah. And it's just like, man, I just don't know how to get through to this person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we all have them.
Yeah, all the time, all the time.
I feel like that's probably one of the number one questions. I know I get asked a lot from players, but like, is that something you hear a lot?
Oh, all the time, all the time. It's something that's big. And I think us tackling it today is going to give them some insight, give them something good.
I feel for the player. Yeah. when they come at us like that and they're like, man, I don't know how to... You know, what should I do? Like, they just don't listen. I feel for it because you can actually see the genuineness in the player.
Yeah.
That they want to get it right.
Yeah, for sure.
And they want to help us win and they want to move things forward, but there's just this individual. And now, what do you do? We've got four things I'm going to share that I think are going to challenge the thought process. Yeah. You know, we recently recorded an episode on the need to build a relationship.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
When we get into this conversation, or a player says, hey, how do I best lead them? My first question, tell me about your relationship.
Yeah, how close are you? You know, do you know them like that? Or is it surface level? Is it a deep connection? Those are important questions to ask.
Like, that is the first thing we have to explore.
Yeah, for sure.
And I say, like, if you don't know them like that, if you recall from our old previous episode, the like that dynamic, if you don't know them like that, then I'm not even going to give you any additional strategies on how to do anything.
Yeah, start there.
Start there. I will say, listen, hey, I want to help you lead that person too. Mm-hmm. I want to help you get that person right.
Yeah.
But it's a process.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't just jump in out of the blue. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think about the work that we do. I've made a little personal kind of decision that I don't individually lead athletes on the teams I work with until about the third or fourth session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, like, so a new team brings us in. I'm working with the team, and you know, if I don't really know them like that,
they
don't know me that well. I'm building rapport. You know, a coach may give us a little heads up in advance, like, hey, all right, so here's the scoop on the team. You know, you know, we made it to the third round last year. We've got a lot of returning seniors. I've got these two players that are a little challenging. I'm certainly going to need your help with them. You'll hear conversations like that, right? And I'm like, all right, bet, got it. Yeah, I see. I understand what we're trying to do. I understand who the players are, who the people we need to get.
Yeah.
I can't even get there yet.
Right.
Until we start getting the relationship going.
Yeah. That's
so the first couple sessions, I'm just building rapport. So if you're an athlete, that's the first question. Mm-hmm. That's the first place. What is your relationship like with that player?
Yeah,
I understand they're challenging. If you don't know them like that, just spend the next couple weeks just investing.
Yeah. Because you have to learn how someone needs to be led. Right? You have to learn that first. You can't assume. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that, you know, when you're going in those with those sessions, the first three sessions is you're just learning them.
Just vibing a little bit. I'm trying to build some trust.
Yeah.
Because if I am going to kind of have conversations with them, if I am going to step out to try to lead them, they got to receive it.
Yep, for sure.
They need to know me like that. Yeah. They have to trust me that, like, I am a good dude and I've got their best interests and I'm credible and all these different things.
Right, so
the relationship. So first step for athlete, trying to lead a difficult player, assess the relationship.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, let's say it is like that. Mm-hmm. You do have a good relationship with that player. They're just still really challenging.
Oh, man. Let's go deeper on that
So here's additional strategies. First, as the relationship. Second, take some time at some point over the next week or so to invite them to lead you.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
To invite them to lead you.
And why do you say that, though? I think I know, but why do you say that?
Because, you know, I want to start establishing this relationship that, like, man, we're here to help each other get better. Mm. And this isn't going to just be me picking on you or me calling you out like I'm above you or I'm better than you or I know it all and I'm perfect and you're not and you're the problem. Yeah. No, I'm going to open up and try to create this kind of dynamic in our relationship that we look out for each other.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start by asking you to look out for me.
Mm, that's good.
Because like, you know, there's a common phrase, I'm not going to ask you to do anything I'm not willing to do myself. So if I want you to get better, which I do, Well, I'm going to set the tone. Yeah. I'm going to set the example. I'm going to say, listen, I need you to call me out.
Yeah.
And it'll happen in a natural conversation. I'll just, you know, maybe you as a teammate, you're sitting there and, you know, you're lifting. Mm-hmm. You're lifting mm-hmm. alongside
in the weight room, yeah.
You know, alongside her. And maybe there's just a moment you're like, listen, Leon, I'm giving you free permission, man, full permission.
Yeah.
If you see me slacking on a rep, mm-hmm. right, not getting it, I need you on me, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better. You yeah. got me? Can you help me?
Yeah, now that you mentioned it last week, man, you were a little light on that.
Oh, I know. That's why I need
right?
you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better. So, yeah. like, listen, I get tired, man, during these reps. Man, I don't want to finish it. If you see that, I'm telling you straight up, let me know.
Yeah.
Call me out.
That's good.
You got me?
That's good. Yeah.
I'm just going to live on that for a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to live on that for a week or two. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm trying to get ultimately.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to a place where I can start leading you, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to receive it first.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm trying to warm that person up
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it's coming. Oh, it's coming.
It's coming, yeah.
Okay, it's coming.
So let me ask you a quick question. Is the time, you know, you said a week or two, is that necessary to, what are you thinking on that? Like just far as
that varies.
It varies,
yeah,
okay,
that,
gotcha.
I'd say a week or two, but yeah. I'm just going to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah, yeah, for
I'm not going to like ask them that day, like, if you see me,
mm-hmm.
call me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next rep, I'm like, now I'm going to call you out. Like,
exactly.
No,
exactly.
No, I'm just trying to establish, like, yeah. listen, like, if you see it, let's build that rapport. Hopefully they do.
Yeah, for sure.
And there may even be a time where maybe I do slip and they don't,
mm-hmm.
and I may actually challenge them.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's good.
Where
that's good.
I may find myself slipping and like, you know, I'll be like, bro.
Why you hold me again? Why you call me on?
Well, I told you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
see me do that, let me know.
Yeah,
oh, my bad.
Good.
I wasn't paying attention. My bad. I'm not playing, man. Yeah. I'm trying to get better. Help me out.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
That's
so I'm like, I'm actually going to try to really create some momentum.
Yeah.
If they do it on their own and they challenge me,
mm-hmm.
fantastic.
That's good.
And I'm going to receive it really well, and I'm going to thank them and appreciate that. But if they're not, I'm going to try to create the momentum by maybe even inserting myself and be like, remember, keep an eye on me.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Those are two good ones. Yeah.
So one, I'm gonna evaluate deeply the relationship. Secondly, I'm gonna have them and ask them to challenge me because I'm once again trying to create that environment. The third thing I'm gonna do, and it's little things that you can do to kind of create this dynamic. Why do people struggle calling people out or challenging people? It's because it requires confronting them.
Yeah.
And when you look at confronting someone, that comes from the root word confrontation.
Yeah.
Most people are like non-confrontational.
Yeah.
They avoid the confrontation. Mm-hmm. So when we ask each other to hold each other accountable, it's like you're asking them to run to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want to run away.
Exactly.
They don't want to run to the confrontation. They want to run away. Most people.
They want peace, right?
They want peace. Keep things cool.
Yeah, yep. mm-hmm.
So we need to change a little bit of the relationship of the confronting.
Okay.
Of the calling out, of the challenging.
That makes sense.
Because it's tense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the third dynamic is, the third approach is change confronting to competing.
Mm. Kind of like a game, okay.
Change confronting to competing.
Okay.
So maybe I feel like you are cutting corners conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I need to like get you right because like you're critical to the team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you cutting corners, being lazy just ain't gonna cut it for
right.
us. But like I'm struggling to be like, bro, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Someone's gonna compete with you
mm-hmm.
today. I'm gonna create little challenges for us.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna
good.
Go out to the field. We're gonna go in the weight room. I'm just gonna start tapping into your competitive DNA. I'm gonna start tapping into your ego.
Yeah, because you know I got it, right? You know I have it. So you.
That's why I want to lead you.
That's so
why I want to lead you because I know you got it.
Yeah.
You right. Know I know you got it. So I'm trying to get it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna compete.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, like I smoke you every day on the field.
Uh-huh.
Today's gonna be no different.
Hey, come on.
Today's gonna be no different. Show me a reason today that today's gonna be different than me smoking you like I normally
come
do.
Come on, make it real for him. Make it
right?
real.
Bro, you can't do 225 on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you do it this whole time.
Yep. Come on.
Man, you can't do it. Listen, if you do 225 three times today on the bench,
mm-hmm.
bro, I will.
Yeah.
ABC.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, what? And you calling me out from the first? Okay, everybody's here. Let's go. Let's go.
And all of a sudden, you're putting in extra work. Mm-hmm. I led you up.
Yeah, come on.
I led you up. You know, this is the little brother, little sister approach.
Mm.
If you have little siblings, and the younger siblings always want the older sibling to play.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Can we play? Can we play Madden with me? Can we do this? And the older is always like, no, I don't feel like playing. You're annoying. Your mother, mm-hmm. younger sister, younger brother. So what do they do to try to get the older sibling to, oh, it's because you're scared.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because you think you're going to lose. They start throwing these little jabs at you to try to tap into your little competitive DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you think you can beat me? Oh, I'll show you. And the whole time they're just like, gotcha.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted you to play. Now you're playing.
That's so good. Yeah.
So it's almost a similar approach.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? You can sit there and be like, let's tap into the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's see if you can get it under 7:30 of, you know, running the mile, whatever the case may be. Try to create some competition and allow the competition to actually overtake the call out and confrontation.
Mm.
And see where it takes
you.
Right? That's good. And it starts building this rapport of like challenging
mm-hmm.
without actually feeling like I'm challenging you.
Oh, that's so good.
Because I'm challenging you more in more of a playful way.
Yeah.
Right? I do this a lot with my players, you know, like as I'm trying to build a rapport with them, you know, where there'll be moments where I'm just not loving how interactive with their teammates they are. They kind of show up, they kind of lace up their sneakers and they just go on the court. But I want, you know, like kind of dapping teammates up, just kind of connectivity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, bro, hey, when you go into practice, I need to see 12 touch points. I don't think you'll be able to do it because I think you'll get distracted. I think you'll get in your own head and start doing your own thing again.
Yeah,
I need 12 touch points pre-practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You think you can actually go around, remember to go around and actually touch? I don't think you can do it.
You're right. Yeah, challenging.
That's
it.
Touch points to all my team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to think you're going to go out in the gym. You're going to start putting up your shots. You're going to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
No. In fact, I want you to do it after every... You know, and I'll create a little challenge.
Yeah.
After every little moment, I want you to try it.
Yeah.
If you can do it, like I'll be impressed. But I don't think you will, because I think it'll get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, now it's a challenge.
That's so good.
And I'm not hurting. You know, I'm not like calling them out. I'm not creating confrontation. It's not being tense. It's playful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
It's in a fun way, and it sort of reminds me of. I don't know if you remember. You were talking about like benevolent manipulation. It's sort of something like that. Oftentimes we look at manipulation as if it's a negative thing, but there's no one-sided
like
anything.
Manipulating their thoughts. Yeah.
But you had a flip side to it as well, and it kind of reminds me of, you know, that benevolent manipulation.
Yeah, it's when it's artfully used for the good of the person.
The person, yeah, that's what it was.
So like manipulation is me controlling your mind for my benefit solely.
Right.
So I'm gonna manipulate you, I'm gonna gaslight you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a term called benevolent manipulation. It's when I start like kind of playing with your thoughts in a way that's going to actually benefit you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why, you know, I've said this before, like leadership is a game.
Mm, yeah.
And not in a sense that it doesn't matter mm-hmm. or that it's trivial. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just some game. Who cares?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it's a game in the way that it's strategic.
Yeah.
Like I've got a person who's challenging to lead.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get them?
Yeah.
It's just like a game, like, man, this level is really challenging.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to get past this level mm-hmm. in this game.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you sit there and you go through and you try this and you're like, man, I gotta take this different option. I mean, and that's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we lost last year at this round.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we get to the next level?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we gotta make some adjustments. We gotta start doing this. We gotta start doing this. And you're trying to figure out how to level it up.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is no different.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a player that like, man, untapped potential.
Mm-hmm.
They're here. They could be here.
Yeah.
And if they're here, it's good for them. It's good mm-hmm. for me. Good mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you start playing the game, and you got to start psychologically because you're playing the human game.
Yeah.
Man, what's going to get them going?
Yeah.
How do I get them to listen to me?
Okay.
How do I need to present it? Mm-hmm. How do I need to deliver it?
Yeah.
How do I need to play with their mind? But you're not doing it because like I'm trying to like trick you or take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to play with your mind to like get you to another level.
Yeah, that's so good. And for coaches, you know, for us as coaches, I think that's one of the top questions. Like, how do we get to this player who's doing just enough to get by? How do we get this person to that next level? And we're coaches of the game, and we don't even think, oh, it's a game. They don't even think, like, strategy would get that person from where they are to where they need to be. Strategy, literally.
And coach, you know how to do it because you do it in the game plan.
Oh, come on, yeah.
Just do it in the person plan.
Yeah. Ooh.
And for us.
Hold on, wait a minute. Say it again.
Coaches are strategic on the game plan. They just have to be equally as strategic on the person plan.
Oh my god.
Right? Like, how you gonna overcome this? How you gonna get it? If there was a coaching degree, which I don't think there actually is college, like, coaching, sport coaching degrees. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is in some, but you know, most people don't major in football coaching.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's not,
right. It's not like, but if there was, there either needs to be a minor or this needs to be the major psychology.
Come on.
Yeah. That if you're going to be a coach, leader, right, it is embedded in psychology, just the understanding of one's mind, right, mm-hmm. the thinking. And for us, you know, so it's the relationship, mm-hmm. as we said. It's the second part, relationship. Man, now I'm going to have them hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. Then now I'm going to maybe even take some competition.
Challenge, yeah, yeah.
Use that as an angle to kind of tap into it, to drive the performance.
Yeah.
Here's another one, and this gets a little deeper.
Okay.
This gets a little deeper, and this is the last one. Another strategy to use to get this challenging to lead teammate to another level. Change their identity.
Hold up.
It's deeper. I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to this, on this particular one, it's going to require a little bit of a lean in because it's going to be a new concept, and it's one that's really powerful, but it requires a little maturity to get
Okay?
It's actually a thing called identity-based leadership. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of a coin phrase that is. I don't think you can Google it.
Yeah.
But just ride with me here.
Okay. Rock out.
So you actually have there's a book over there, James Clear, Atomic Habits.
Oh, yeah.
Love James Clear. He actually has a great blog, but there's a little blog post that says, like, why do facts not change people's minds? Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting concept. Like, mm-hmm. why, like, can you go to some people and, like, lay out facts, and mm-hmm. they don't even, like, it doesn't, they don't budge.
Yeah.
They don't budge.
Yeah, you can tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth. It's all right there, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
And he begins to talk about it in one of his blogs, and it's so powerful, that it's actually not about changing people's minds. It's about changing their identity. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if I believe in this, and I view myself this way, and I kind of, that's who I am.
Yeah.
So you getting me to change and act this way isn't about, like, me changing my behavior. It's, like, almost me changing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a lot of challenging to lead players, they've kind of created this identity for themselves.
Yeah.
Let's take a player who's always clowning.
Okay.
Always clowning.
Yeah.
I've got some players in mind. Always clowning.
Yeah.
Right? And that's who they are.
Who they are, yeah.
That's their identity.
Right.
So the reality is you trying to get them to be a person who's disciplined, focused, committed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't about, like, changing the behavior. It's actually changing who they are.
Okay.
Because they view themselves as a
clown, yeah.
Class clown.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
The funny guy. Yeah, they lean into it.
Think about the person who's, like, the life of the party.
Yeah.
Really outgoing, charismatic, energetic. Even on moments when they want to chill, they still feel a pressure to be the life of the party.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, bro, come on, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you ain't being yourself today.
So there's this really deep dynamic about our behaviors are connected to our identities.
Mm-hmm.
So if I view myself as the positive outgoing, then I'm going to be the positive outgoing person.
Right.
If I view myself as the one who always cracks jokes and that's how others view me, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the one that always cracks jokes and always making light. So if I've got a player who's challenging to lead because, I don't know, maybe they clown too much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've got a vibe that's like kind of like a lazier, chill vibe.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them in.
Yeah.
Show some fire.
Yep.
Maybe I've got a player that, like, they view themselves as the cool cat on the team.
Mm-hmm. A little laid back.
Yeah. Always leading back. Like, that's them. That's they chill it.
Yep.
They mm-hmm. chill it. And I'm trying to get them to stop chilling sometimes.
Right.
But that's who they are.
Yeah.
You have to understand something deeper here. As we're trying to get them to shift and lead them up,
mm-hmm.
we're having to almost change who they are.
Yeah.
Their identity. Right. And this is a big battle.
Right.
Can you do it, though? Yes, you can. But you've got to start creating a new identity in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's say we've got a player who doesn't give, they don't show that fire, that hunger, you know, that dog.
Passion,
That passion. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we are all begging and waiting to see the passion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then we bring it. Don't bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what you do. You scan very closely. You observe them very closely, and you look for moments when they do.
Mm.
So let's say 90% of the time they don't.
Yeah.
But there is a moment on occasion that they do.
Yeah.
90% of the time they don't. 10% they do. Boom. In those 10% moments when they do,
mm-hmm.
strike.
Okay.
What you do is you actually then bring a lot of attention to it. Mm. You celebrate it. You announce it to others. And you actually support that portion of it. And you do it over time. And slowly, they will begin building a new identity that they are that person that brings it.
That's good.
I'm going to pause here. What are you thinking as I'm sharing all this? Is...
Because like that moment when they show that excitement, like striking in that moment, is it you're saying you instantly celebrate that moment? Like instantly, right then and there.
Maybe a little right then and there, maybe that day, mm-hmm. maybe the next day.
Yeah.
But like relative immediacy.
Yeah. It's almost as if you're telling them who they are in that moment. Like that's you, that's the real you. That's the person, that little child on the inside of you.
You have it
in you. Yeah. Come on.
You have it in you.
Yeah.
And that's the part that when that comes out of you, that's what thrives.
Mm,
and that's
what helps us, right?
That's what helps
you.
Okay. And all of a sudden, what will happen is when you bring attention to it with praise and celebration, mm-hmm. people want more praise and celebration.
Mm.
It goes back to like the deeper psychology of like Pavlov's dog, mm-hmm. right? Not to go too deep into that. Like every time they hear the bell, the dog salivates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ding, dog salivates.
Yep.
Ding, dog salivates. Now, all of a sudden, the player knows when I show up this way, mm-hmm. I get celebration.
You get celebrated, yeah.
So the player, I want to keep showing up this way. I get
mm-hmm.
celebrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to see it overnight.
That's so
you're not going to see it overnight. What you'll see is a little bit of an increase.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
In that next increase, bro, like yesterday at practice, man, you were bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm,
man,
mm-hmm.
That's the fire, bro. Like, I actually think when you're at that level, the way you were yesterday, I don't think anyone can stop you.
Mm.
And I may even be like, hey, real quick, hey, before we start practice, mm-hmm. I just want to shout out so-and-so. Man, I felt like their fire, their passion yesterday at practice changed the entire dynamic. Hey, can we clap so-and-so? Let's
yeah.
go. And I'm going to little by little, over time, begin kind of creating an identity
mm-hmm.
that over time will get to a place where now all of a sudden when we think about passion energy,
yeah.
that person starts thinking themselves as that person.
Ooh, that's so good.
They won't just think of me as the chill, cool cat.
They'll actually start viewing,
oh, I'm that person.
Yeah.
So when we say, hey, today we got to bring it. We need people that will bring the passion. They'll actually be like, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's me.
This is so good. It's making me think of the comment when people say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But you're telling me that the strategy that you implement in the time that you walk them to that water is what the thing that's going to make them drink.
They will eventually start drinking.
Oh, my God.
They'll start drinking.
I can
speak firsthand on this, actually. I was led through this process.
Mm, okay.
My first career out of college, I worked for a sales and marketing company.
Yeah.
I was 24 years old. Had never had a real job before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get hired, and the leader, the owner, man, he, for the first like 6 months, he's like, I want you to spend a lot of time with me. He was mentoring me, guiding me.
Yeah.
We'd go to these trade shows, we'd go to these events, and he'd take me around, he'd introduce me to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always be like, hey, I'm just gonna give you all the heads up. Man, this is gonna be the next rock star in our industry.
Mm.
Oh man, you've never met a young person with as much energy and charisma than Adam. And he'd always hype me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always hype me around my energy and my charisma, my outgoingness. And I'd be sitting there and be like, what are you talking about? Like, I haven't even done anything.
Yeah.
You're hyping me when I don't really deserve it.
Yeah.
But they would hype me because he would see those moments where I would be really outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I met him at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He was friends with my in-laws.
Yeah, so.
We had 300 people at my wedding.
Yeah.
Huge. Way too big. Way too big, by the way. But he watched me like during my wedding just be this like social.
Yeah, moving around.
Moving around, you know, connecting with everybody.
Yeah.
So he wasn't making it up,
mm-hmm.
but he started bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
He fueled it.
Yeah.
He would tell everybody about it. And before you know it, I actually found myself in a good way wanting to live into it. I would meet people and they'd start introducing me that way.
Mm.
they would almost expect me to like show up that way because that's how it was positioned. That he created an identity for me of being this outgoing, social, charismatic, great energy guy. Mm-hmm. And I lived into it. Even though I didn't believe it at first.
Right.
I knew I had it in me, but he brought it to another level.
Wow.
That's what identity-based leadership. So if we got someone who's challenging to lead, yes, there will be challenges.
Yeah.
But find the areas that they, find the green in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Find the green in them. Yeah. And even if that green only shows up 20% of the time, celebrate that 20% and watch them start living into that 20%.
Mm.
And you gotta be a little careful because, let me preface this. If 80% of the time they're doing red and gray behavior and 20% is that green, I'm not gonna go around and be like, oh my gosh, they're the best.
Right, my gosh,
everyone, we need to follow their example. No, because there's 80% I don't like.
Yeah.
But I will say, when they do that, I'm gonna celebrate that.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to celebrate them on Wednesday when they brought the fire and passion. I'm going to celebrate that because it's real and it's true. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say they are the best example of it because the previous 3 days they didn't. So I don't want to mislead it and try to make it seem like it's something I'm not, but I'm going to build momentum around that particular area and you'll watch them start living into it.
Yeah. Wow. Seeing the good in someone and bringing that thing out. But that is powerful. That is literally powerful. You literally seeing what's on the inside of someone and having the capability to bring it out of them. That's leadership right there.
That's it.
At its highest level right there.
And that will be much easier to bring it out of that person than calling them out. So if they're challenging and you're afraid to call them out or like, how do I approach them? Well, celebrate the areas that you actually enjoy about
Don't take the easy way out, which is calling them out. And
there's a quote that a good friend of ours was actually part of the Lead Them Up team from an ownership standpoint, Adam Harrington, he says, to that which gets praise gets repeated.
That's good.
To that which gets praise gets repeated.
Yeah, you keep on praising it.
These certain areas, you will see more of it. So I think there's four things when we're thinking about this. We all have individuals that are difficult to lead. I mean, that will live with you forever. But if we're trying to get them to a green level and they're in this reddish gray area, you know, man, first, build the relationship, evaluate it, see where it's at, build it really, really strong. Secondly, man, you get, have them challenge you. Show them that you're not off limits. Invite them, which will then later down the road allow you a door opening to challenge them. Three, create a competition with them. Right, use the little brother, little sister approach. I bet you can't. I bet you can't see me. I bet you can't put in the work like this. I bet you can't do this. Also start tapping in and watch them kind of play into another level because they are now going to try to protect their ego. Yeah. Compete with them. And then lastly, build a new identity. They may view themselves as the clown, as the chill, as the person who only goes halfway through exercise. Well, find the moments when they go all in. Celebrate it. Create a new identity in them and actually watch them live into it. Any thoughts?
No, you nailed it right there, man. That last one for me, it took me home, man. So it took me home, man. It's so good.
Man, listen, lean into it. And once again, our Green Room episodes are designed to help you be more green and build more green each and every day. And on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I'm Adam. He is Leon. This is the Green Room. Until next time, we're out.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.